For a while there, you try kidding yourself that you're going with an unmarried man. Then one day, he keeps looking at his watch and asks you if there's any lipstick showing, then rushes out to catch the 7:14 to White Plains. So you fix yourself a cup of instant coffee, and you sit there by yourself and you think. It all begins to look so ugly.
And that's from The Apartment. It looks so ugly. What looks so ugly? It's the kidding yourself. Yes, she's having an affair. And yes, he's a married man. But the deepest pain is that you've been lying to yourself the whole time. You've been trying to pretend that he'll leave his wife when it hasn't happened. Or you're trying to pretend that he isn't married or the wife doesn't exist. But guess what? Your mind constantly integrates. It constantly is attempting to connect facts to make sense of your world. And if you're working against it, if you're using your mind to disintegrate, to fake reality, to fake facts, to make it seem like that he's a wonderful man and he's not married and there isn't a lot of baggage here and that you're not making a fool of yourself or spinning your wheels or wasting your romantic life on a man who's unavailable or only half there for you, then you're really self-destructing. So think about that idea of kidding yourself, and you can ask yourself a question as just a quick check. Is there anything that I'm aware of where I'm kidding myself? I'm faking reality. I'm trying to pretend that something is not so because it's very painful to look at, and I don't want to know the truth. People who are overweight do this a lot. They'll say, I want to pretend it's, you know, fat is beautiful. People who are drinking will say, I can hold my drink. So you're kidding yourself. You don't ever want to do that to yourself. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and you can pick up the phone right now and call me and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can jot down my number in case you think of a question next week or a different time. My number is toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And even though this is not therapy, it gives you all an opportunity to get some free advice. Again, the number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And I've got a lot on the agenda coming up. First, what happens if your 12-year-old son tells you that he had a sexual experience with his buddy, another 12-year-old guy? What if you find them in the act? What do you do if you're a mom or a dad? You know, what do you make of it? What do you think? And you can imagine parents are going to catastrophize. They're going to think the worst. So think about your own sexual experiences very early on. What were they? And I bet some of you had same-sex exploration. And that doesn't mean that you're gay. Okay, next. You got an odd phobia. You fear people who chew gum. Now that's really strange. Now where did that come from? Well, one listener tells us where that comes from, and we'll talk about that problem. But what problems does that cause? Can you imagine being with someone who's smacking and popping and chewing their gum, and you just have this urge to go up to them and scream at them and yell at them and cause World War III? Well, one listener has that problem. And again, as I said, we'll take that coming up. Also, you've got a 4-year-old adorable nephew. And he's really cute. He's sitting with you. And then he goes into, I want to kill everybody. And I'm going to take a knife and stab everybody. And he says it with intensity. And he says it often. He's got a heck of a lot of anger built up. That's a tough one. How do you cope with that? It's scary stuff. And you're not the mom. So are you meddlesome to kind of interfere there or what? Finally, what happens in a psychologist's office? I had an instructor who once was telling his class, I was in his class, he said, be very careful when you get into role plays. And he said, I once had a client who was very angry towards his father, furious with him. And I was just sitting there saying, let's role play. I'll be your dad, you be you, and just let your anger out. Now, my instructor is not a burly man. He's a slender man. And he said he found himself thrown on the floor, looking up at the man, ready to punch him out. The client was truly getting into this role play. So what happens behind the closed doors of a psychologist's office? Are there bouts of yelling, of name-calling, of mockery, electric shocks? Or is it a dull repetition of, uh-huh, I see, Tell me some more. And a client just says, you know what? I'm going to change because I'm going to die of boredom with this therapist. Well, later in the show, I'll be talking with Dr. Corey Newman, and we'll be discussing how a cognitive therapist, cognitive means thinking, a therapist who deals with your thoughts and how your thoughts connect with your emotions, how a cognitive therapist would run a session with someone who has a substance abuse problem, for example, alcohol. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now, I'm turning to our after-hours line.
Hi, Dr. Kenner. My name is LaTanya, and I have a question regarding blended families. My daughter's father just recently got married, and me and him had a lot of unfinished business, and it's almost like he wants me to just adapt to the fact that now he's married, and I'm having issues with that, and I don't want it to affect our daughter. So I just wanted to get some insight in terms of how to handle that now that, you know, he is now married, and I just feel like that I'm being rushed to just get over it and adapt, and I'm having difficulties with that.
Okay, you have no choice. You are being asked to rush to get over it and adapt. And what's the alternative? To make it hell for you, hell for your daughter, and hell for everyone. You can't do anything. He's already married. If you're really angry with him, then you definitely want to get yourself some psychological help. You want to speak to a therapist. At minimum, at least keep a journal and write down all your thoughts. Hide it. This is not something that you want your daughter or any family member or your husband to find, or you can shred it afterwards so nobody can ever find it. But you need to be able to articulate what precisely that unfinished business is. What is bothering you so much? Is it that he had an affair with this woman and you'll never forgive him and you want to get him back by keeping your daughter away from him? Is it that you still love him? It's that unrequited love, and how dare he marry her when you still want to run into his arms? That you've got to deal with, and you need to deal with it independently. He may or may not be willing to talk with you. Sometimes couples will have a session together. It's very awkward now that he's remarried. But it's your job. It's not his responsibility to deal with your unfinished business. If he's not paying child support, or if there are unfinished loose ends around custody issues, then of course you need to talk about that with him. But you can't, what can you do at this point? It's like you've got to treat your mind well. And once you realize that it's a fact that he's married, then you need to work within those bounds. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And coming up, we have a lot on the agenda. What happens in a therapist's office and what happens with a kid who is screaming, I want to stab everyone? Dr. Ellen Kenner in your phone calls. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
The ability to compromise is essential when you become parents. The significant responsibility of caring for children throughout their growing years requires that partners have excellent communication skills, including methods of fairly dividing up child-rearing responsibilities. Otherwise, misunderstandings grow, small slights ignite large fires, and the soulmate relationship perishes. Wall Street Journal writer Sue Schellenbarger reported on this phenomena in a 2004 article titled, And Baby Makes Stress, Why Kids Are a Growing Obstacle to Marital Bliss. Three reasons cited included debt, overspending on the baby, confusion over roles, who should be the stay-at-home parent and who is the breadwinner, and the inability of partners to talk without fighting.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.